The following has been preserved for the sake of historical context and academia. It is a catalog of the first recorded game sessions in our Family Game Night series. These first entries were produced as a test before Devlin patented their now famous portable lucid dreaming kit. As such, the audio quality is lower than you've come to expect. Despite this, we feel these early sessions are important to consider and remember moving forward. Thank you, and enjoy.
Did you know that you waste over a third of your life sleeping? Here at Devlin Pharmaceuticals, we want to help you take back that time. Our specialized team of scientists and engineers have been working nonstop to design a solution, one elegant enough to live up to our standards and efficient enough for anyone to afford. By immersing yourself in one of Devlin's patented lucid dreaming kits, the unlimited potential of your imagination becomes the playground for all your wildest fantasies. No longer are all those illusions of mystical worlds and superheroes out of your reach. Take back the night. Devlin Pharmaceuticals. Let us dream you.
Hello, we're back. Guess what, guys? Call of Cthulhu.
What?
Yeah.
We're gonna right.
Except I'm not throwing together shit this time.
Nope. We're gonna.
Should have won Picasso's Brown Period.
We're gonna see if if I can give this a whirl. Maybe I can do a really shitty job. So why not? Right. All right. So
right.
I've got a list of fears that I want you guys to choose one that probably relates to you the most.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, Ryan, yeah. How's the fear of lifelike inanimate objects sound to you?
I hate you.
All right, cool.
Mm.
What about the fear of closed spaces, the fear of the dark, fear of heights, fear of animals, the number 666, or being alone?
Matthew, don't you have a thing with dogs?
I don't
like dogs.
I was going to pick loneliness, but dogs works.
If you want to be lonely,
you know what? I'll take it for the team. Dogs.
If you really want to be lonely, let's make you lonely. If you want to be lonely, let's be lonely.
Fine. I'm lonely.
All right.
Lower the others.
Dark, closed spaces, heights, 666.
Mm.
Pick one or make up your own. Snakes?
What are you afraid of, Evan?
Yeah, what are you afraid of?
Not much, really.
Rejection?
Eh.
Evan doesn't feel.
Afraid of feeling something?
Quentin Tarantino winning an Oscar.
I'm pretty sure
wakes up in a cold sweat every night.
Fine. Rejection. Let's do rejection.
What? I can't. Okay, fine. All right, fine. So the name and the occupation that I have listed under Matthew.
Yeah.
You can change parts of this if you want, but for the fear of being alone, she's an actress and her name is Grace Lee Fontaine. How's that sound?
Okay. Fine.
Okay.
You had him at actress.
Ryan, Grace. You're a police officer named Jack Baker.
I like this name better.
Long and hard. I don't know.
No, what'd you say, John Baker?
Jack Baker, but you
Jack
want to be
Baker,
John Baker?
That's fine.
You want to be John Baker?
No, Jack Baker's better.
All right. Evan, I don't have a name for you since you chose some stupid thing that I didn't make up.
I'll choose a proper one then.
Do you want your name to be Alfred Price?
Not really.
He's a
Can my name be Chud?
Chud.
Judd.
No last name, just Judd.
Just Judd.
Just Judd. All right.
How do you spell that?
C-H-U-D, like the movie.
Okay. I was gonna do two D's.
No.
No?
With a silent N.
No, Chud. One D.
Okay. Chud.
Cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers. That's what Chud stands for, by the way.
Alright, what do you want your occupation to be?
Cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers. I'll be a,
escort.
Yeah, Chud. It's handy because my number can be 555 Chud. I got some
here. I'll list them out.
Sure, I'm probably not going to choose any of them.
No, I know, but it'll give you an idea. So there's like an accountant, there's a newspaper executive, and a struggling writer, like Alan Wake.
Nah, if Chud were a writer, he certainly wouldn't be struggling.
Okay, so famous writer?
Chud,
also, I hate you, by the way, for already fucking me up.
Yeah, no, it's my goal. I mean, this was the first thing I was going to do because of how goddamn hard it was for me to do mine.
That's fine. I'll just kill you in the first
episode. Chud got a bunch of money because he sued someone and he claimed that he actually came up with the idea for the computer mouse.
Okay, so he doesn't work. He's just super rich.
He's just super rich. Because he claimed he had a patent on the computer mouse before whoever actually made the computer mouse.
Okay, you can't do that because the setting's in 1955 New York.
Oh.
He really predated the computer.
Yeah. 1955?
Yeah.
He's a window washer.
Shut the window washer.
Is he still super rich?
Rejection.
Is he still super rich?
But he's certainly not afraid of heights.
But is he still super rich?
Is he a rich window washer?
Yeah.
Oh, man, him being afraid of heights would be so good, though.
Yeah, no. He's
just hate his job.
He's a rich window washer.
Super rich window washer. Chud.
He just does the washing because it's the only way he can feel.
Okay. All right, fine. All right, so... God damn it.
This is going pretty well so far.
Do we need to play another round of Cards Against Humanity so you can get straight?
No, I got it. This is just, I'm just going to have to ignore everything that Evan does forever.
What? You mean you didn't expect for me to say Chud the window washer?
No. Mostly I didn't expect the fear of rejection thing. That's
okay, I changed the fear of rejection.
Okay.
Change it to the fear of heights. That's why he does it, so he can feel.
Okay.
Chud.
Okay. All right. So this is so dumb. All right. Okay. So there's this bright light, right? And all of you experience this bright light at the exact same time, and you just like appear at the front desk of this hotel room. And
do we know each other?
No. And so it's completely empty. It's completely clean. The doors behind you are locked and shut. You're not able to open them. All the windows are sealed shut. You can't see outside. But in front of the front desk is a on the front desk is a lamp with a bell. And that's it.
Okay. What's my name again? Jack Baker?
Jack Baker.
Okay. Just want to make sure. What's up, guys? I'm Jack Baker.
Chud here.
Can someone tell me how I got here? I was acting, and then I...
All right.
Chud wants to ring the bell.
So first we're gonna cut for a second here, and Matthew, I'm gonna take this from your perspective, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to rewind before the Flash. All right.
Okay.
So you said you were acting before the Flash, so you're on sub Broadway, right?
Okay.
And you're in
decent, but not.
You're in a three-man show. You're the only woman. And it's a romantic comedy how you're choosing between two guys, right?
Okay.
So what do you have in your hands as an actress on this stage?
I've got a loaded pistol and flowers.
Okay, so it's going to be a fake pistol. Because this is the scene where you confront the two men who are trying to switch body. Okay.
Right.
And flowers?
And I'm going to shoot one of them and then marry the other.
Okay. But it's a fake gun. We make this point very clear. Okay.
Yes.
So you've got a fake gun and flowers, you said?
Yes.
All right. So then you're saying your lines. You feel like you're doing a really, really great job as an actress. You can see your name on lights because of this role. Mm-hmm. And suddenly this bright flash of light, and you are now at this hotel room. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
So I have flowers and a fake gun with me.
You have flowers and a fake gun.
By the way, when I mentioned gun, I wasn't thinking about, like, the potential opportunities for...
Right, right.
Okay. It really was just... Yeah.
Okay. So now we're gonna take Ryan.
Okay.
We're going to spin you back here, okay?
Okay. I was in New Jersey standing at my wife's grave.
Okay.
Gee, so, that sounds inspired from something.
So you're in New Jersey. You're standing at your wife's grave, you're setting down flowers, and you see a small elf on a shelf doll sitting on the grave next to you.
Okay, so I have a pistol in my holster.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to kick the elf on the shelf doll off the grave.
All right, so you see the bright flash of light, and you wake up in front of the hotel, or in the main lobby of the hotel, and the elf on the shelf doll is sitting on the ground right next to you.
Ah, oh, goddammit.
So, Evan, Chud.
Yeah, Chud.
Chud.
Chud refers to himself in the third person.
So, Chud. So, Chud, before this flash, you were on the 37th floor of a high-rise building in New York City.
Chud's favorite.
Yeah. And you were
watching, God damn it.
And you were washing the windows.
Sorry, so, it just sunk in that I committed to Chud for the rest of this game.
Well, there's always the chance that you're like character reveal. Your name is not actually Chud.
Oh, that's definitely not going to happen. I'm an artist, man. I stick to my guns.
All right, so and so you're on one of those like platforms, you know, 37th floor. You're washing the windows outside, and you.
Am I smoking a cigar?
Yes, you're smoking a cigar.
Can I light the cigar with a $100 bill?
Yes, that's exactly what you do to secure your dominance over the 99% of 1955 New York.
Good.
Chud
is pleased.
So you're lighting the cigar, and you pick back up your rag and your Windex equivalent.
Yeah.
And roll a D100.
Roll a D100, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. I got a 93.
All right. So the cigar falls from your mouth and tumbles
Chud
down.
Chud shouts, "God damn it, Chud loves cigars."
and tumbles down the high-rise building, and you look down after it, and you get vertigo, but you see something odd that shouldn't actually be there. You see a man in a green suit standing perpendicular to the actual building.
That's quite odd.
Yeah.
It's quite an odd thing to see, because people can't stand perpendicular to buildings normally.
Chud exactly. Confused.
That's exactly.
He's not the Hulk. I mean,
that'd be amazing if he
got
was.
He got his millions somehow. He's obviously a smart guy.
All right.
He's just a douchebag.
So as you see that man, suddenly the Flash, and you're at the front desk.
Yeah.
No, the Hulk. That was a superhero joke.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, you see the Flash. So in your hands, you still have that rag and the Windex. That's it.
Okay.
And your lit $100 bill.
No, the $100 bill is burned up at this point. All right, so basically, y'all freaked out right now, and go.
And that's why I'm going to kill... What the fuck? Where am I? Jesus, who are you, T?
Ma'am, drop the weapon. Drop the weapon. I'd like to point my gun at Matthew.
I'd like to point my gun at Ryan.
Okay, everyone calm down. Ryan, what was that you wanted to do?
I want to point my gun at Matthew because he has a weapon.
Okay. Are you gonna try to reason with him or
I'm going to turn my gun at Ryan.
Okay, both of you roll a D100.
Okay.
54.
A 42.
Alright.
I'd like to intervene.
Hold on a second.
Chud would like to intervene.
So you guys are arguing back and forth. Matthew, you're just spouting lines from your play. And, Ryan, you're just crying because your wife is dead.
Right.
But you guys really don't know what's going on.
Okay, first, Chud is a very, fickle man. And he's going to sort of flip a coin in his head to decide which of these people he likes more. So, can they roll dice checks? To determine which one of them is my favorite.
Roll a d10, guys.
Okay.
Two.
All right. I got two as well.
All right. Now, I rolled a d10 as well. Guess what number I rolled, and whoever gets closer is going to be your friend.
Three.
Seven.
All right. Ryan's your friend.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to determine that Matthew, the actress lady.
What's Matthew's name?
Grace Lee
Grace
Fontaine.
LaFontaine.
Grace.
I'm going
Grace
to
Lee Fontaine. You're not fucking French.
I'm going to identify Grace as a threat, and I'm going to spray her in the eyes with my Windex.
All right.
Roll a D100.
That's 52. A 72.
74. Okay. All right, you miss and just spray on her arm. Which
and I try to punch her out,
which just kind of dispels the situation because she thinks it's really awkward.
Okay.
And so everyone is now looking to you.
I think we got off on the wrong foot. here, look, this is a fake gun, I'm sorry. So what
Wait,
are
Matthew,
you guys'
Matthew,
names?
Roll a D100.
Okay.
What'd you get?
32.
Alright, go ahead.
Oh, just keep talking?
Yeah, just keep going.
What are your guys' names? You know, maybe we can
figure
this out.
Before we get to names, where are we?
Well, yeah, but, you know...
Chud! Like to...
Well, nice to meet you, Chud. And what's your name? I'm assuming officer?
Jack Baker.
Okay. All right. So we're in a hotel room.
What's your name?
Grace. Les Mis.
Grace Lee Fontaine.
Lee Fontaine. All right.
Just call yourself Grace from now on.
All right. Name's Grace. Bitch.
No. So,
Grace Bitch.
How did we get here?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm as clueless as you are.
Yeah, Chud doesn't know either.
Can I look out for the windows?
Do you see that often?
The windows are, like, you can't see out of them.
Are they clean?
Yes, the windows are clean.
Good. Chud's happy.
So the only thing we could do is probably ring this bell, right?
Well, I mean, you can look around. Let me lay out the area a little bit more for you. So on your left, there is a staircase, and you see the balcony that is above the front desk. There is a double set of doors behind the front desk on either side, left or right. And then on the right side, there's another set of double doors as well as behind you, which you assume should be the entrance to the hotel. As far as you know, all of these doors are closed. You don't know if they are locked.
Does like Chud have his wallet?
Chud has his wallet.
Okay. He just wanted to know that.
This wallet is going to end up saving Chud's life.
Well, before we ring this bell, shouldn't we maybe open the door to entrance? Then
That's what I said. All right. Let's do that.
Let's do that.
Well, Chud
doesn't object to this, but he's not going to participate.
So you guys are trying to open up the door?
Grace is going to try to open up the door.
Grace is the door that's behind you?
Yes.
No, the entrance to the door. It's presumably the entrance. I guess that's fine.
That would be the door that's behind us.
So, you reach out. Something. So you're reaching out to the door. Roll a D100.
All right. I got a 67.
All right. You receive a mild shock from the door as soon as you touch it, and you fall over.
Can I push Grace into the door? No, I'm just kidding.
In pain.
Shit, that hurt. I wouldn't recommend touching that door because that just shocked me.
Can Chud roll a check, a science check, to determine the likelihood of being able to short out some sort of electrical current with his window washing devices?
Roll a D100.
I got a 100.
So you dumbfoundedly decide, hey, maybe I should touch the doorknob as well. And as soon as you touch it, you receive a major shock that throws you back a few feet. And you're down on the ground, very dazed.
I'd like to help
Chud.
Doesn't like that.
Can I help Chud up?
That is your prerogative. I don't really.
Oh, I'm helping Chud up.
All right.
Chud.
Oh, thanks a lot. All right.
You pointed a gun at me. You whore.
Hey, you pointed a gun at me.
This is a real gun.
Yeah,
well,
it's a fake gun. That means
Chud's
you're irrational.
Still on the ground.
What?
Chud's still on the ground.
I helped you up.
Oh, did you? I thought you were just bickering with Grace.
No, I helped you up, and then Grace.
So you realize
yelling.
That Chud is an overweight fellow, and you really
no,
can't.
No, he's not. He's not. He's very dashing. He looks sort of like, say anything.
Chud, the dashing, rich windshield, I mean the window washer.
Yes.
Who also likes to smoke.
He looks like Gregory Peck.
Also named Chud. Chud's going to ring the bell.
Chud's going to ring the bell.
Chud's going to ring the bell.
All right, roll a D100.
20.
All right, so you ring the bell with a gusto.
Yeah. Chud's happy.
With your Chud-like charm.
And you hear the distinct ring from the bell, and suddenly the door behind the door on the left, behind the counter, you hear the lock turn, and a man in a green bellhop's uniform comes out, closes the door, and locks it again, walks up to the front desk.
Chud saw.
Walks up to the front desk, and he moves oddly. You know, almost as if he's gliding. And he says, do you have a reservation?
Does Chud recognize this man as being the man who stood perpendicular to the building?
Chud has a slight suspicion and gets a little bit scared because he's afraid of heights, Green, and now this man.
I never said
afraid of Green.
Well, because that guy was sitting perpendicular, you recognize the suit, you think, maybe...
Chud has no reservation. What the fuck is wrong with you? He says. As far too loudly, too.
Chud is having this altercation, can Jack check to make sure that Elf on the Shelf is still there?
Elf on the Shelf is still there.
Okay.
But you think it's odd because he's looking in your direction, and you
can I step on it?
Do you really
just
want
keep
to
my
step
foot
on
there for a little bit?
You really want to step on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll a D100.
6.
All right. So you step on it, and you know it stays still.
I'm just gonna stand here for a little bit.
You're just gonna stand there. All right. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. So Chud, right?
Yeah,
Was it Chud? Okay. And you say you don't have a reservation.
Chud has no reservation. This is correct.
Okay. All right. Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to check the book and, we'll see if does anyone else have a reservation at the hotel?
Jack Baker.
Okay. And, you, miss?
Yes.
You have a reservation.
Grace LaFontaine.
Okay, well, let me just check the books here. He takes out a giant old leather-bound book that seems like it was from 100 years ago or so. It's a lot bigger.
1855.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a
the
lot.
Civil War.
It's a lot bigger than you really think a normal sign-in book should be. He lays it down on the table, opens it up, goes to the C section, and finds Chud has a reservation.
Chud didn't write his name there. Who wrote Chud's name there?
Ah, Chud. I see you actually do have a reservation. You put under your stay that you were staying here indefinitely, which that's fine. We'll just need $200 a day.
Chud doesn't remember making a reservation for somewhere indefinitely.
And so I can get you your room key set up.
Are you even listening to Chud?
All I need you to do is sign this document right here on this book. Just sign it right next to your name.
Do you have a pen for Chud?
Yes.
His willingness.
He reaches
Money
down.
Is no object to Chud.
He reaches Chud. Down under the desk and pulls out an old quill and pen and sets it down next to the book.
Okay, Chud is going to tip the bell up $100.
Thank you, sir. But that is quite unnecessary.
I'll take it. My wife just died. I'll take it.
Chud gave that to the nice bellhop, sir.
Right. Thought we were friends, Chud.
That's fine. So Chud
walks alone.
Chud, Chud, have you signed your name?
Yeah.
You signed. Okay. All right. Well, now that that's over with, what was your name again, sir? Jack Baker. Right. Bees. Let's see here. Yes. Yes, I see here.
Bees.
Baker. Sorry. For Baker.
No, I know it was a reference to Cards Against Humanity.
Oh. Bees. So let's see here. Yes. Here's your name. You have also put down indefinitely. So, if you would just sign.
How much does it cost?
Free.
Free?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's sign that.
You have a first-class cabin. First-class room, I should say. But it is in a cabin style.
What sort of room does Chud have?
You have the broom closet.
Chud has money.
All right, sir. I'll see what I can do. Now, if you would just step to the side and let me help these two wonderful people, and I'll
which
get right
side
back to you. To the left side, sir. Please.
Thank you very much.
Chud can stay with me if he would like.
No, sir. It is one per room unless otherwise stated in the reservation.
It says it in the reservation.
It does not say it in the reservation,
yes, it does.
Sir.
Chud does not consent to this.
God damn it, Chud! Right. I was trying to help you.
So if you would just sign your name, please, sir, and I'll get you your room key soon.
You better give me my fucking room key.
Excuse me, sir?
What?
What was that?
Nothing.
All right. You, miss. You
yeah.
seem, you're very beautiful. I would just like to say...
Well, thank you. I don't really know where I am, though.
Are you some kind of actress?
That's a good guess, but I'd like to know, where are we exactly?
Well, you are in a hotel.
Yeah, and what's the hotel's name?
Know that too.
It is the Hawthorne Hotel.
The Hawthorne?
Hawthorne Hotel.
Okay, so like the Scarlet Letter.
Sure.
Fine. But I don't have a lot of money. You see, I'm an actress. And I really do need to be going.
Let me just check here. What was your last name again?
Le Fontaine.
Okay, so Fontaine. Okay, so it's in the F's. And yes, right here it says indefinitely.
I don't really want to stay here. I'd like to revoke my reservation. Or
I'm sorry, that's not something that I can do. And the manager's not here. I mean, you can at least stay for one night. It is complimentary, after all. So if you would like to stay here, it is going to be free of charge.
Well, I don't see the harm, I guess. But just one night.
All right. If you would just sign your name here, please.
All right.
Chud sees the harm.
Sir, you said you had $200 for your first night, right?
Who, Chud?
Chud, yes.
Yes, Chud has that much money.
All right. Would you please hand it over, and then I can give you your room key.
Chud would very much like to receive the room key first.
All right, you are going to be on the fourth floor in room 4106.
I thought he was in a broom closet.
Here's your key.
4106, that totals up to 11. Chud doesn't like 11.
I'm sorry, sir, there's nothing I can do.
Chud's father died in a 7-Eleven.
My wife died in a 7-Eleven.
All right, well, why don't you just find the digital...
My parents died in a 7-Eleven.
Just find out that the digital route is 2 and just move on, all right?
Chud isn't playing 999.
All right, fuck it. Fuck you, and here's your key.
Chud is not going to take this key. He has a problem with the numbers 7 and 11. Chud does.
Okay, would you like to stay in room... I do have a room on the 12th floor, and that's the only other...
Well, what's the room?
Available vacancy. It's 1203.
Okay, that totals up to 6. Chud's fine with it.
Checks out.
Damn it.
I'll give you your key right here. Here you go.
Chud is appreciative.
Mr. Baker, you're in room 207.
207?
Here's your key.
It's 9. I'm fine with that. That's a number.
All right. I'm just making this stuff up now.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know why you guys are so focused on the fucking numbers.
I don't know why Evan was.
Does Chud have to explain it again?
No.
Okay then.
And Miss Fontaine, you are going to be on the 7th floor.
Right. That's away from everyone else, right?
That's in between everybody else. Dumbass, listen to the numbers.
Oh.
Jack's on the on the second floor, and Chud's on the 12th floor.
I guess we know why she became an actress.
But audience laughter. You hear vague asshole. Audience laughter, and you wonder where it's coming from.
I like where this is going.
So you're going to be staying in room 714.
Right.
That's 12.
Okay.
That should be good.
I don't have the same issue that you do, Chud.
Chud's just going to turn away from you and not look at
you. I don't even like that, Chud. I just, you know.
All right, so you all have your keys. The man in the green bellhop's uniform smiles politely, nods, and leaves out of the right side door.
Oh, wait. wait, like right before he goes, could I ask him something?
Sure. What would you like to ask him?
What's your name, sir?
He doesn't hear you and leaves.
Oh, nice. Nice.
No, I'm kidding. He turns around and he smiles politely and he says, well, I'm just a mere bellhop, but I thank you for wanting to know my name. My name is
Nathaniel.
C.K. Dexter Haven.
Damn. Fuck. Fuck. It happened again.
That name's dumb. Chud prefers the simplicity of Chud.
But you
so I'll
just,
be coming clear what's about to happen.
You could just refer to me as the bellhop if you so choose. If you need anything, just ring that bell and I'll be right with you.
Chud will to assure your lower status.
I would like to ring the bell.
Yes, sir.
I'm just messing with you. I just wanted to see if you would come.
Have you ever heard of the story of the boy who cries wolf?
Yes.
Just thought I'd let you know that.
Chud has. Chud so, wants to go in the elevator now.
So he leaves the room out of the right side, and now you are pretty much back where you started, but now you all have keys. What do you want to do?
I'm going to go to my room.
Guys, don't... Wait. Don't you think this is a little bit odd?
Yeah.
We Chud's vanish from supposedly radically different places and then end up here in a hotel where we can't leave, or if we try to, we get shocked, and then we all just go to a spooky hotel room. What? I mean, you guys don't see the issue with this?
Now that you mention it.
I got a free room, though.
Well, shouldn't we, like, stay together at least? You know, maybe...
Chud's on the ladies' side now.
If you guys think we should.
Okay, good. Well, who has the biggest room?
I have a first-class room.
Better be Chud.
Chud has a broom closet, doesn't he?
Chud
just has a normal goddamn room. It stinks in there.
But Chud flaunted his wealth.
Wealth won't get you everywhere, Chud.
I flaunted my justice as a cop.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, well, I guess we'll go to...
Chud calls you a pig.
I high-five Chud.
Roll a D100. Roll for high-five.
8.
10.
You guys high five. You feel an awkward sexual tension.
All right. Chud likes where this is going.
Jack likes where this is going.
Ew. All right, we're going to Ryan's room, though.
We're going to Ryan's room? All right.
Yeah, Jack's room.
Which door? 207. Which door are you going to take? Remember, there's a staircase.
Oh, before we leave, I would like to give a nice kick to the elf on the shelf that I'm standing on top of.
Roll a D100, please.
49.
All right. As you go to kick the elf, you lift off the foot that has the elf doll, like, you know, that you're standing on.
Yeah.
And it's odd because the elf doll seems to be latching on to the shoe.
Fuck, I'm going to have to... chop off my foot now.
You okay, Jack?
And
Chud might say that is a bit drastic, Jack.
I would like to take off my shoe.
Okay. As you reach down to take off your shoe, the doll lets go and falls down onto the ground. You find it odd, but you don't necessarily find it creepy.
I find that fucking creepy, sir.
Chud finds that very improbable.
I also find that creepy.
All right, where are you guys going? Where are you guys head?
Jack's room.
Jack's room.
Which door are you taking? There's the door on the right and the door up the stairs.
Well, I guess up the stairs if that's the way the room is.
Stairs.
All right.
Stairs.
As you walk up the stairs, Jack, you look down... the staircase. Can you roll a D100 for me?
No. Oh, fuck! 100.
You look down and you find it odd that the doll has stood up, or what appears to be the doll has stood up and starts walking casually behind the front desk.
See, that's not odd. That's creepy.
That's creepy. That's well, fine. Odd. Then
that's alarming.
How far away is Chud from the doll?
He's like 100 feet.
Well, never mind.
Can I make Chud and Grace aware of this?
Yeah. What are you gonna tell them?
Look at the doll walking.
That's pretty fucked up.
Both of you roll D100s.
81.
Huh? What was that?
89.
You both don't see it because he's walked behind the desk at that point, and you think he's just seeing things.
Silly Jack.
The doll's gone. Damn it.
So you walk up the stairs, Jack. You open the door. This time, this door doesn't shock you. You see another staircase to your right, and then a long hallway with what you assume is going to be the first floor rooms.
Okay, well, since my room is on the second floor, we should probably keep going up.
Yeah. You want to do that?
Okay.
Okay, you go up the stairs. Jack's room says 207 is going to be down there.
Chud wants to... How many rooms are there on this floor?
A lot. Just more than you can really count.
Okay. Chud's going to go to room 201.
All right. What are you going to do with room 201?
Chud's going to knock on the door.
All right, you knock on the door and you don't hear anything.
Chud's going to narrow his eyes and then walk away.
Okay.
So you guys are going to 207?
Yeah.
We are,
yeah.
All right. Jack, you're going to use your key. You're going to open the door. It's what he described. It's kind of woody, cabin-ish.
Cabin in the woods-ish?
Yeah.
It's no good.
So
I'd like to blow the conch.
Chud wants to take a walk.
At first glance, it just seems, normal. So, what do you guys want to do?
Blow the conch.
The conch isn't there. There's no conch. It's just a normal fucking room that's made out of wood.
Like to go downstairs.
Why would you want to go downstairs?
No, in the downstairs in the room. I'd like to go to the basement.
There is no basement in the fucking room.
Okay.
You're still standing outside.
Stop trying to derail the story, Ron.
You're still standing outside of the room.
Oh.
Chud is going to thoroughly investigate the room.
I will join Chud.
I will let them go first.
So you walk into the room and, nothing happens. You see a bunch of wicker, just wicker table, lamp made out of wicker, wicker chair, a normal couch, which you find just, all right, that doesn't really go with the room, but whatever.
Does Chud wink at Grace at this point?
No. And there's just...
Chud will decide what Chud does.
Everything just seems normal. It's a weird type of room to be in a hotel in what you assume to be downtown Manhattan. So, what do you want to look at specifically? There's...
Bathroom.
The bathroom. Okay, so you open the door into the bathroom, and there's a wicker tub. No. Just a normal, normal bathroom. There's tile.
Chud is gonna look in the medicine cabinet.
In the medicine cabinet. All right. Before we go any further, Matthew, what are you gonna look at?
I'm gonna look in around the couch, I guess.
Okay. And Ryan, what are you doing at this point? Are you still standing outside, or...?
I'm inside the door, but I want to look down the hall to make sure that stupid elf on the shelf isn't following us.
All right. Roll a D100.
All right. Fuck! 92.
You think you see a small shadow walking back down the stairs, but you aren't really sure.
I'd like to lock the door behind us.
All right. You close the door, lock it. All right. Matthew, you're looking around the couch. You don't really see anything. It just seems, you know, normal.
Okay.
All right. So now I need Matthew and Ryan to drop from the call.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Intrigue. Chud's excited.
I'm just going to hang up on Matthew so he doesn't... All right. So you open up the medicine cabinet, and you see a nondescript pill bottle. There's no description on it. There's no label or anything. It's just a pill bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And
Chud is a pill addict.
Okay.
He's going to pocket this bottle.
Okay.
Chud, I can't say he. Chud's going to pocket this bottle.
All right. You shake it before you put it in your pocket, you know, then you feel...
Well, I mean, I'm going to... Chud is going to open it to see...
Oh, okay. Okay. So you open up the pill bottle, and inside are these red and gold capsule pills.
Oh, yeah. They're the best kind.
Yeah.
You
notice that it's about half full.
Finally, some fucking Sudafed. okay, Chud... Can I roll some sort of check to determine Chud's level of stress?
Yeah, sure. Roll a D10.
Because if he's really stressed out, he's going to take some of these pills.
Roll a D10.
6.
All right. So you're mildly stressed. You think that the bellhop is a shady character, and you really didn't like the way that he treated you whenever you were at the front desk.
Mm. Okay, I'm going to take the pills, but I'm not going to tell either of them about it.
All right. How many are you taking? 1, 2?
I'm just going to take the bottle. I'm not
actually going to take... Okay. Yeah. All right. And on that note, I will bring them back into the phone call.
Wow.
So... All right, everyone's back, and you meet back into the living room of Jack's room, and
yeah.
You're just like, all right, this seems cool.
I want to shoot
you see anything, Chud.
Okay, that's
two different approaches.
Did you see anything, Chud? Chud didn't see it. It was just a bathroom.
All right.
Should we go to somebody else's room then?
I say we stay here for the night.
Did CK Dexter Haven said 1-2 a room, though.
Yeah, but what's he going to do? Check?
Hey, Ryan, roll a D100.
49.
All right. Out of the corner of your eye, you think you see that shadow up on the mantle, but when you look over, there's nothing there.
Oh, God damn it! Let's go to a different room.
Chud thinks it might be best to follow the bellhop's directions.
But, Chud, I mean, this seems very suspicious. I mean,
it immediately sucks the drama out of anything, the fact that you have to call me Chud.
The worst part is when we're going to get used to calling you Chud.
Yeah, no, that's...
Yeah.
The worst part is when we get used to talking in third person as Chud. Chud thinks that we should, the three of us, go to each room.
That seems fair.
Okay.
All right, I agree with Chud.
All right.
And we can decide later.
So you do realize that you're going to have to be climbing up a total of 10 flights of stairs and then back down 10 flights of stairs.
That's... doable because we're normal human beings.
All right, just saying.
I thought Chud was overweight.
Just saying, if you guys are
overweight,
if you guys are like, you know, exhausted or whatever. But whatever, that's fine. If you
we're
just
not
going
to be exhausted from climbing 20.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying that if you don't want to spend the time to climb up the goddamn stairs, anyway.
All right.
So you're climbing up to 714, and Jack is in the rear, and of this little ensemble. Grace, you're up front, and you reach floor 7 before the other two. And you look down the hallway, you realize that, yeah, that's where your room's going to be, so you start walking down that way. Chud, you quickly follow behind, and Ryan, or Jack, as you turn to climb up the last flight of stairs, you hear a small childish laugh.
Can I just leave the call?
Nope.
What was that?
No, it's just Jack. Jack is the only one that hears.
Chud can't hear it?
Nope. Chud, you're at the top of the stairs, and Jack...
I'd like to put my hand on my pistol and ask if they heard that.
All right.
Did you guys hear that?
Hear what?
Now I need both of you, or I need Chud. Chud's the only one who can logistically hear that. So, Chud, roll a D100.
73.
No. Chud didn't hear.
Chud, you're not helping me out here.
Chud didn't hear it.
Chud needs to listen.
Chud doesn't care.
I'd like to frustratedly follow.
Okay, so you're all on floor 7, and Grace has already gotten to the room before you guys. She hasn't unlocked it yet. Grace, do you want to unlock it and open it before they go in?
I'm going to wait for them to come, and then I'm going to unlock it and go.
You're taking all the fun out of everything. Okay. There was nothing that was going to happen.
All right, just checking.
All right, so 714, you unlock the door and open it. And, you know, it just seems like a normal hotel room. There's a...
Chud's going to the bathroom.
There's a full-size bed and a chair sitting in the corner.
Okay.
Chud, why don't you stay out here and I'll take the bathroom this time? Because I actually got
it. Chud needs to go to the bathroom.
No, I actually need to use the bathroom.
Chud needs it first.
I'm scared. I need it.
All right,
Chud is scared of heights, and we're up high.
Both of you roll D100s.
Chud has the better argument. 85.
22.
All right, Ryan is the one who goes into the bathroom. You two drop from the call.
All right.
Wait, who? Me?
I'm gonna just hang up on you guys. Okay, Ryan, you are in the bathroom. There's, you know, a normal tub, normal sink, and toilet, and a medicine cabinet.
I'd like to open the medicine cabinet.
All right, you open up the medicine cabinet, and you just see nothing. There's nothing there.
Nothing?
Nothing there.
Like to close the medicine cabinet.
All right. You close the medicine cabinet, and... as you look back into the mirror that's on the medicine cabinet, you see the doll behind you, and you turn around. He's not there.
I don't want to go into the bathrooms anymore.
All right. I'm going to put them back in the call. All right.
Chud, go into the bathroom.
All right. So, Ryan has left the bathroom. He's back in the hotel room with you guys. You can do whatever you want. Chud, you can go into the bathroom if you want.
Chud's going to the bathroom now.
All right. So, Matthew, what are you going to do while Chud's in the bathroom?
Thoroughly search the room.
Okay, so you're thoroughly searching the room. Jack, do you want to help her?
Sure.
Okay.
Not really. I just kind of want to sit in a corner.
Okay, so I'm gonna drop them from the call, Evan or Chud. I'm sorry.
Please, call me by my name.
Do you want to open up the medicine cabinet or do anything in the bathroom?
Yes, I would like to open up the medicine cabinet.
All right, you open up the medicine cabinet and you see another pill bottle.
Is it unmarked?
It's unmarked.
You want to look inside?
Okay, you look inside, and these are just red pills this time.
Chud takes them. Well, hold on. Chud needs to reassess his level of stress.
Okay. D10?
Chud got a 3.
All right. You're not really stressed. You calmed down. The flight of stairs really helped.
Yeah. Chud's still going to take the pills.
All right, so Chud
not
takes the pills.
Ingests them. But he is going to tell the other two about those pills.
Okay.
Is there anything else in this bathroom?
No.
Okay. Did you see it, Chud?
Chud. Chud leaves the bathroom, and
all Chud found were these pills in the medicine cabinet.
Oh, fuck. Chud's doing something else than I am.
What?
Chud, did you find pills?
Yeah, Chud has these pills.
Chud, there were no pills in the medicine cabinet.
Yes.
The medicine cabinet was empty, Chud.
Chud isn't wrong. Chud has proof.
Chud, can I see those pills?
Yes.
You hand him the pill bottle. Jack, do you want to open the pill bottle?
Yes.
All right, you open it up, and there are red capsule pills inside.
I'd like to take one and put it in my pocket.
Do you want to do this openly or secretly?
Secretly, if I can.
Roll a D100.
10.
Wait. Chud is protective of his pills and would like to try to.
Chud, is that money? As I point behind him.
Okay, it doesn't matter because Chud got an 86.
Okay, so Ryan, you casually slip one pill out of the bottle, hold it in the palm of your hand as you close the pill bottle, hand it back to Chud, and slip that pill into your pocket.
Okay.
No one's the wiser.
Like to force feed the pill to Grace. No, I'm kidding.
All right, so where do you guys want to go from here?
Next room.
All right, so Matthew, right. You're still searching the room. Do you want to continue searching the room?
Am I nearly done?
Almost done. You got one set of drawers to go.
Then I'm going to open them.
All right, so you open them up, and there is what appears to be, you know, the normal hotel Bible inside, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to grab it.
Oh, Chud's going to take the Bible.
No, I said I'd take the Bible before you did.
Okay, you take the Bible. Roll a D100.
Chud's taking the next Bible.
No problem. One Bible's the same as any Bible. 98.
Okay, well, they see you take the Bible.
Sure. That's it. Okay. Right. I'm taking this Bible, guys. I'm not hiding anything. I would hate it if someone was to hide something from us. All right, let's go.
All right, so you guys
are implying.
You guys are ready?
I'm implying that we should all be honest with each other because this is a weird situation we're in.
Chud agrees.
All right.
All right, so you guys are ready to move on to room 1203.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, so you close the door to 714, you lock it, and you're moving back towards the staircase, and you hear a clock go off, and it rings to signify that it is now 11 o'clock.
Only Chud 1 hour, and so I turn back to that regular boy.
I'm sorry, but Chud is not having this.
In addition to the fear of heights, he is also scared of the number 11.
And 7.
And 7. Okay, I had to write that down.
You do know we're on the 7th floor and it's 11 o'clock right now, Chud.
Chud dies.
Chud's going to secretly pop 2 pills.
What the fuck?
He's used to taking it without like liquid, so he should be good.
All right, roll a D100.
He just wraps it up in a $20 bill. And...
30, okay, roll a D100, Ryan.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, 89.
All right, so you and Matthew, roll one as well.
All right, I got a 3.
Okay.
Fuck.
So, Evan, you take the 2 pills. Jack doesn't notice, but Grace sees you take 2 of the pills.
Chud, what the hell are you doing?
What? What's he doing?
He just took two pills.
He took two pills?
Chud didn't.
Chud, look. All right, we're in a creepy-ass hotel. All right? We're in a creepy-ass hotel that we can't escape from, and we've got maybe a doll following us. And you decide that, hey,
you don't know let's that. You go can't into a room sit, you don't know
and
that.
Grab a mysterious box of pills and just take two. Because what? There's some Chud, numbers.
Chud would like hell, to have Chud? His... Chud would like to have his time here to argue. Chud.
Go ahead.
Chud would submit that it seems as though our perceptions have been altered in some drastic way. Chud would also say that this could lead you to believe that that Chud did something that Chud did not do.
What are you talking about? I just saw you take two pills.
Jack also has seen a doll where there was no doll.
I didn't see okay. no pills being taken.
To be fair, we don't know. I mean,
I'd like
you know,
to look over my shoulder in case there's a doll there.
Roll a D100.
Three.
Yeah, there's no doll there.
Oh, okay.
So you turn back around and you see a doll right in front of you.
Chud knows no, that we don't know, so that's why Chud thinks you should take Chud's word rather than turn against him.
But Chud, saw you take those pills. Chud, I said that we should be honest with each other.
Chud, what would happen if I took one of those pills that Grace said you took?
Well, Chud doesn't know.
Then it's an awful idea to take pills. They could be cyanide capsules for
I'd like to
know.
Take a pill secretly.
What the fuck?
What the pill you took?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to take that?
I want to take it secretly.
All right, roll a D100.
Secretly. When we're out in the open talking, he wants to 18. Take it secretly.
Okay, Matthew, roll a D100.
All right, fine. All right, 17.
You're bullshit.
That's bullshit.
I'm not bullshitting you.
It's bullshit.
All right.
I'm not bullshitting
you. Should I roll one?
No, you don't give a fuck.
I got a 65.
Girls over there, you're fine.
Chud got a 65.
Okay, so,
meanwhile, they're arguing, so I should be able to take this pill without him.
So, you take the pill, and Grace, sees you take it, but Chud does not.
Grace? Okay, no, me. I'm Grace. Jack, what the fuck?
I just wanted to fit in.
What did Jack do?
Fit in is doing drugs cool.
That's what the cool kids are doing.
I learned it from you, Dad. All right,
Chud's a witch.
Chud is very confused.
Chud is not an overweight man. He is in shape.
All right.
How do you think he stayed like this?
All right, Chud, give me that. Who has the bowel pills?
Chud does.
Chud, give me the bowel pills.
Fine.
All right. I'm going to dump
Chud
this down
isn't
the sink.
Using it.
Good. I'm going to dump these down the sink because, hey, we're not using them, right?
Chud never did.
All right. Well, then I'm going to.
Point of this.
I'm going to go into my room and dump these pills in the sink, so just wait here.
Chud, you want to go upstairs while she's in the room?
Chud would very much like that.
All right.
All right. Okay.
That was the conflict.
All right. So, first we're going to take from the Chud and Jack perspective.
Okay. You go Chud up, and Jack.
Go up to the 12th floor. You open up 1203. And, you know, it's an even smaller room than Grace's room. There's a twin bed.
This is
bed.
A five-second thing, dumping pills, just so you know.
No, I know, but, like, I'm just...
As soon as you turn around, we started going.
So, but...
Just pay the fuck, pay the fuck attention to the storyteller, all right?
All right. Just saying.
It's a small room. There's just a twin bed there and, like, a lawn chair.
Hey, Chud, can I ask you a question?
Shoot.
If those weren't pills that you were taking, what did you do down there?
And we're going to freeze frame and go to Matthew's point of view, Grace's point of view. You, at this time, have gone to the bathroom to pour the pills down the sink. Evan, Ryan, leave the call.
Chud and Jack, you mean?
Evan and Ryan, leave the goddamn call.
Okay.
All right, Matthew, so you're pouring the pills down the sink and you look up at the mirror.
Okay.
There's no one there.
Okay. Wait, not even me?
Not even you.
What the fuck? And I, like, move backwards in shock. And then I... Okay, what?
What were you going to say you were doing?
I was going to call for them.
Okay. So call for them. Roll a D100.
Okay. 20.
All right. You call for them, but they don't answer. No one comes to you. Do you want to call for them again?
I'm going to walk outside.
You're going to walk outside? You want to do a double take at the mirror?
Sure.
All right. Roll a D100.
97.
Your reflection still isn't there, but instead, in your place, there's you at age 12.
What the fuck? All right. Guys. And then I run outside.
All right.
Guys.
As you leave, you realize that they're not at the hallway. Of course, they must have gone up to the 12th floor at this point, or at least be on the staircase. But you feel like it takes too long to get to the a lot longer to get to the staircase than it took to get to the room. As if the hallway was longer than it was before.
Okay.
You finally get to the staircase, and
I'm also panicking a little bit because I'm scared of being alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you get up the staircase and you go up to the 12th floor. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They're in the room, and you're coming up the 12th floor. Go. Chud and Jack, what are you guys doing in the room? What do you guys want to do in the room?
We're just sharing pills. No.
Boy, Jack asked me a question, right?
Yeah, he did.
What was the question?
What were you doing when you were taking those pills? You said you weren't actually taking pills.
You could
tell me. I won't tell Grace.
Okay.
I'm gonna make you leave the call for this.
Chud has a problem, Jack.
Like impotence, or
Chud has a drug problem.
You have a drug problem. Wait.
Yes.
So
you hear a scream for your guy's name that you think comes from Grace.
We should probably hash this out first, but whatever.
Grace, you've called out their names once you've reached the 12th floor.
Okay. Well, I go. Hey, Chud and Jack, are you guys up here?
I would like to grab my pistol and slowly walk out the door. She's screaming names.
She's calling your name.
Oh, she's calling our names. Okay, never mind then. Shh, Chud. We're quiet. She'll leave.
Chud should be quiet.
I'm going to go to their room because I know their room number.
Chud, lock the door quick.
You go to the room. You see them standing there wondering whether or not to close the door.
Chud never wondered. Chud always wanted you to arrive.
Alright, thanks, Chud.
The sexual tension has grown. would you like to take a moment to reflect on your lover's arcana?
Yes.
Alright, Chud, you suddenly hear a voice inside your head. Thou art I, and I art thou.
Art thou a fool, Arcana?
No.
Investigation team. Chud, Jack, Grace.
All right. Hey,
Chud is two letters away from Chia, man.
Yep.
Sure. All right. Hey, guys, don't leave me next time, okay?
Don't dump the pills next time.
We don't really need a creepy bottle of pills anyway, all right?
Maybe you had those for a reason.
Look.
You don't know his personal.
Look, all right, we'll just agree to disagree. I'm sorry, okay?
I'd like to go to the bathroom.
Look, guys, wait, before
Chud
you do,
would like to go to the bathroom, preferably.
Guys, wait, there's something I need to tell you.
What?
Down there in the bathroom when I was dumping the pills, I looked in the mirror, and I didn't see my reflection, and then when I turned...
Is Grace a vampire?
I don't know, but wait, hold on, and then when I turned back... I was there, but it was me at age 12.
Chud wants to go to the bathroom.
Jack wants to go to the bathroom after Chud.
All right. Guess you guys see some weird shit every day, if that doesn't faze you.
Okay. Chud knows.
Chud is a window washer. Chud knows. Yeah.
All right. Chud goes to the bathroom first because he called it. I'm going to drop you guys again. All right. Same bathroom setup, only dirtier.
Ooh, fun. Chud likes it dirty. To open the mirror.
You open the mirror, and there are 20 different kinds of various sizes and shapes of bottles.
Do they all have pills in them?
You don't know.
I'm going to shake all of them.
You shake all of them, and you realize that some are liquid and some are pills.
I'm taking the... Does Chud have any... How much can Chud carry?
Chud can carry probably one more pill bottle before people start to realize.
Okay, I need to roll a stress check. I got a 5.
All right. You're all right. You're a little bit stressed out.
I'm going to call them in.
Okay.
To look at this. Hey, guys, come in the bathroom.
All right.
It's a dirty, cramped bathroom with 3 people in it, and you just feel awkward, a little bit frightened, because you don't really know this guy all that well. And
Chud is inherently trustworthy.
There's a smell. You don't know if it's coming from Chud or the bathroom.
Not Chud. Not Chud's doing.
So we're all in the cramped bathroom now?
Yes.
I would like to try to whisper secretly to Chud without Grace hearing, asking if he got something new.
Chud ignores that and says, Chud called you in here because Chud was taken aback by the amount of bottles in this medicine cabinet.
Ah, fair enough.
Are there like, the same pill bottles and stuff?
No.
They're different. They're all,
shook them. Some have liquid, some have pills. There are over 20.
Well, guys, look. I mean, we're in a creepy place that we don't really know much about. And, you know, taking pills without knowing what they do is generally a bad idea. So I'd say we just close it up and, you know, move on.
This is the last room, and this is my room.
I'd like to stay in the bathroom alone so I can do some business.
Yeah, you're not going to roll a D100.
Where's the D100? 23.
Yeah, you're not able to stay.
Oh. Okay. I can't look in the mirror.
Well, I mean, like, you're in the bathroom, but you're not able to stay to do your business because you don't really feel like you really need to do your business.
But I don't actually need to do my business. I just want to make an excuse so I can be in the bathroom alone.
Matthew, roll a D100.
Okay. I got a 49.
You find it odd that he wants to be in the bathroom alone?
Why do you need to be in the bathroom, Jack? You just went to the bathroom like 5 minutes ago.
No, I went to brush my teeth 5 minutes ago.
Well, where did you get a toothbrush?
I always carry one.
Chud wishes to eject himself from this conflict. And then Chud leaves the bathroom.
All right, Chud leaves the bathroom. Where are you going,
Chud? If Chud may request this briefly, can these two be dropped from the call for a moment?
Sure, yeah. You guys are arguing. Alright.
Chud would like to take one of the other pills, the secret pills.
Like, with you?
Yeah, the ones that are yellow and red.
Oh, okay.
The ones that no one know about.
I didn't know that if you wanted to, like, secretly take one of the pill bottles.
No.
Okay. All right. So,
I mean, this is Chud's room, after all.
Yeah, sure. Grab one of the pills. chud that down.
Chud, nice.
Yeah.
Nice, that was a good one.
What are you gonna do in the room?
I'm just gonna pop that and stand around.
Do you wanna sit in that lawn chair over there?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Wait, is that even a question? Does Chud wanna sit in the lawn chair?
Yeah.
Of course.
What?
Alright, so you guys are arguing in the bathroom.
What's that?
You guys are arguing in the bathroom.
Yeah, just let me do what I need to do alone. It'll only take a minute.
Jack, look, if it's something important, just tell us.
Don't worry about it. All right, I don't want to worry anybody.
Is it the dial?
Both of you roll D100s.
All right.
33.
20.
All right. You are convinced that you're not going to be able to stay in this bathroom alone to do anything, whether or not that be to pee or something devious of nature.
I just want to look in the fucking mirror.
So you just walk out of that and you're like, fine, all right. And you walk out of the bathroom and Matthew, you or Grace, you feel vindicated. You shut the glass.
No, I don't.
Mirror. Okay, fine. If you don't want to, that's fine. Just go ahead. Keep going.
Well, I'm going to walk out and talk to Chud, who's laying on his long chair.
All right.
What up?
Chud, hey, do you think I could stay in your room tonight?
I'd really like to.
Sexual things or anything.
Can we please just start wrapping this up? God damn it.
All right.
Well, we can wrap it up at any time. Just tell us when you want to wrap it up.
I'd like to wrap it. Okay, fine. Keep talking.
Okay. Chud thinks it might be good if you stayed with Jack.
Well,
it would probably be better, Chud surmises.
Okay.
To have people closer to the ground.
Well, okay, Chud. But I just don't think Jack's gonna believe me.
Jack will stay in not Jack's room, if that's an option.
Oh.
All right.
Okay, so you guys are busy talking about whatever kind of room assignment you guys are going to come up with when all of a sudden you hear the bell or the clock strike 12.
Judd's relieved.
Because you're taking too fucking long. Arguing back and forth with each other, and you hear doon 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 on an intercom, and suddenly you hear the voice of
it's 1955.
Just fucking go with. There's intercoms in 1950, like the fucking xylophone. I don't fucking.
This is a weird hotel. There could be intercoms.
There were broadcasting devices in 1955.
Okay, fine. I believe you.
And so you hear the voice of the bellhop and
CK Dexter Haven.
Yes, CK Dexter Haven. Good evening, patrons of the Hawthorne Hotel. It is now time for lights out. We would request that everyone go into their appropriate rooms and please do not make any kind of ruckus. Thank you. Good night. Enjoy your stay. Ding, ding, ding.
That was too convenient. I'm going back to my own room. They know something's up.
Guys, know. Please. No,
they know.
They don't know.
It's following me.
Look, okay, if the doll is following you, then I can help you deal with it.
No, but they know.
Chad really thinks it would be best if you two paired up in a room.
Please, Jack.
Not like that.
We're going back to my room then, because I'm not getting stuck out of my room when CK Dexter Haven comes and makes his rounds with a knife.
Fine.
He's going to send his doll minions.
Chud,
I don't trust
this place. It's only fair that if Grace is pushing for this, she be the one at risk.
That's fair. I'll go with Jack then.
Chud is a good mediator.
All right, so you guys...
roll for high five with Chud?
No.
Oh, damn.
No.
Automatic fail.
John's such a cool dude.
All right, fine. Roll the damn D100.
Yes.
11.
58.
So, Jack, you're like spot on because you've had all those years of training hand-eye coordination at the academy. And
I'm really good at rolling for high-fives.
And so you're like looking at the elbow. You're ready to high-five. And Chud just kind of limply just fucking, he's not into it.
He just whiffs.
Yeah, and so you kind of high-five. It's like that weird, like, not really a high-five, just kind of like pressing palms together thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This is palm sweaty?
Yep.
Chud thinks it would be a good idea for us to return to our rooms now.
All right, so you guys leave Chud's room, and you're going back downstairs, okay?
Yep, okay. Second floor.
All right. So you're on the staircase, blah, 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 and you're going down, and as you reach the staircase that has a seventh floor going down to the sixth floor, suddenly the bellhop is standing at the bottom of the stairs that are on the sixth floor.
I told you.
Grace, what seems to be the problem?
I was just going to go with Jack to his room. That wasn't an issue.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, you did sign up for a bedroom yourself. It was on the reservation, and we like to have everyone be accounted for so that, you know, in case anything happens, we always know where everyone is at all times.
Chud isn't there, but he strongly suggests you two pretend you're madly in love.
Well, like, you to see, grab Grace on the ass.
I grab Jack's ass.
Then wink at CK Dexter Haven and say, if you know what I mean.
Sure. I'll go with it.
All right, roll D100s, all two of you, and I got
all
one.
Two of us. Oh, I got a one.
I got an 88.
Well, this isn't gonna go well.
So
one is really into it, and one she's really not.
So Jack,
it's pretty realistic.
You all of a sudden grab her ass, and you know you're putting on this.
Wait! 1 second.
Convincing performance. What?
I'd just like to point this out. I do have an actress like.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
You grab her. This also takes into account what I rolled.
Okay.
So I rolled for CK. So you grab her ass and you're doing a really convincing performance, and you know CK's really starting to buy it. He's about to let you guys go, and then Grace pipes up, and for an actress, she's absolutely terrible, just goddamn horrible. Every single time that she's trying to talk, she goes up really high. She's not acting all normal. She's kind of sweaty, and whenever she goes to grab your ass, she squeezes so tightly that, you know, you feel really awkward. It's not really the kind of thing that you like, and you just kind of like take a weird step forward and step to the side away from her. And then CK is like, "What's going on? You two obviously is, ma'am. Is there a problem here? Is he trying to take advantage of you?"
No, not at all.
She's trying to take advantage of me.
He still doesn't buy the story and thinks that you're lying. He's like, "Ma'am, listen, if you wouldn't mind, I would be able to take you back to your room, and you know, everything will be fine. I promise you. I'll even, you know, keep watch if that's the kind of thing that you need me to do, and I'll send someone up bright and early in the morning to make sure you're okay."
Fine.
Alright.
This is all because you're a bad actress.
You said at the beginning I was a good actress.
Yeah, you're good until you're terrible in a life or death situation, or so you think. You're terrible.
Like Robert De Niro.
Yes. You all go to your separate rooms.
What?
Don't worry about it. So Grace, you go to your room, and CK is like, "Good night, ma'am. I promise you everything will be all right. Is there anything you need? Tea, water, something at all? I would be very happy to get it for you."
No, thanks.
All right.
So at some point, Chud does want to do some business in his room.
Have a good night. Jack, we're getting to you, so just...
Okay.
All right, I mean, I guess Chud's going to want you guys to drop from the call.
Is Chud going to want that?
Chud wants it. Just fucking drop. I want to be done with this. All right.
There we go. Okay, so Chud's going to pull out all of those goddamn bottles and look at them.
Inside, you see various bottles, various colors, and nothing really.
Is there any sort of container in this room?
There's a trash can with a used needle in it.
Is there a bag in the can?
No, it's just metal.
God damn it. It's gotta be all smart. I'm gonna roll one stress check. And let's just say that's gonna determine where a lot of this goes. Oh, that's a 10.
Oh, you are stressed out.
Oh, that's bad. Okay, he's gonna line up the liquids. He's gonna take shots off of each.
Okay.
He's gonna line up the pills.
Okay.
And he's going to he's gonna take all the pills. He's gonna crush one of them, one of each. Mound that into a pile and snort the pile.
Okay.
And then he's just gonna pass out.
Roll a D100.
Yeah, this was a risky bet for Chud. But it's what Chud's gotta do. 15.
15? Okay.
That's right, Chud can handle his fucking drugs.
Alright, so you take all of these drugs and you put everything back where it was, or so you think. You feel fine, maybe slightly woozy or tired, but it could just be because it's late. You close the mirror and suddenly, something doesn't seem right.
It's probably the sorting part.
Behind you looks like the New York skyline in the mirror. It looks like the New York skyline whenever you turn around, you realize that, yes, actually, that is the New York skyline. And you look down only to find that you are in an open area with only the bathroom tile floor that's like 4 feet by 4 feet.
Uh-huh.
And the mirror that you're holding onto that's been closed.
I bet I'm pretty high up.
You're very high up, like at least as tall as all of the as tall as the Empire State Building that you see in the distance.
Okay.
You're freaking the fuck out, and you just... What do you want to do? How do you want to handle the situation?
Do I have enough room to, sit?
You have enough room to sit.
I'm gonna sit.
The floor shrinks in around you so that it's just where you're sitting.
If I stretch... Is this malleable? If I stretch an arm out, will it extend out?
You can try it.
I mean, I'm going to, put my hand over where some floor used to be and see if that does anything.
Roll a D100.
Roll this luck die. 54.
All right, so you reach out, and again, this was on my roll as well. So you reach out, and... You feel what seems to be solid, but there's nothing there.
Oh, man, is this like some Indiana Jones bullshit? Okay. I'm going to stand up.
You're still fucking scared. All right, so you stand up?
I'm going to stand up. I'm going to just put, like, the very edge of my foot over the nothingness that might be somethingness.
Okay. What are you going to do with that foot?
I mean, I'm going to see if it's solid.
Okay. You feel like it's pretty solid, but it's kind of bouncy in a way.
I'm going to put my whole foot on it.
All right. Is that your entire weight?
No, I'm leaning more heavily on the back.
Okay. Yeah, you think everything seems fine, but it's just disappeared. Like, nothing there.
Are the drugs catching up to me yet?
What do you want to do?
I'm going to keep going. I'm going to put a little bit of my second foot.
All right. As soon as you put your entire weight onto the invisible floor, you start tumbling.
Oh, God.
And you're falling down, down.
Oh, God, this can't be the end of Chud.
You're falling down, and you're falling down, and you're falling down. Now roll a D100.
Chud got a 49.
All right. Suddenly, as you see the pavement hurtling towards you, you shut your eyes, knowing that you're nearing the end, and you don't feel the rush of the wind anymore. Everything just seems black. It just seems nothing.
Okay.
And now we're going to bring Matthew and
Ryan. It's all a metaphor for my spiral into drug addiction.
Possibly. So okay. Matthew and Ryan are coming back into the call. All right. Hello. There we go.
Man.
So now that that's happened.
We were talking about how we think Chud is going to be in one of our rooms and just in the middle of the night whisper, Chud's here.
Okay, so now Matthew and Ryan, you are both in your respective rooms. Mm-hmm. Is there something that you would like to accomplish while in there?
Well, who's going first?
All right, let's go with Matthew, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to check everything again to make sure CK Dexter even hasn't done anything. And then I'm going to go into the bathroom last.
All right. Everything seems normal. Everything seems fine. As you go into the bathroom, we're going to hang up on Evan and Ryan.
Okay.
All right. So you're in the bathroom and, you know, it just seems normal. You look in the mirror and you see your reflection. Everything seems fine.
Okay. Is that a medicine cabinet, too?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to open it.
And there's nothing inside?
All right. And I'm going to close it and go to my bed.
Okay.
And go to sleep.
All right. As you climb into bed ready to go to sleep, you know, you only have the lamp on next to the bed on the nightstand. And as you're about to turn off that lamp, suddenly the room starts to expand outward in every direction. And you realize how utterly and completely alone you are in this vast expanse.
Right.
What do you want to do?
What the fuck? And then I'm going to get out of my bed.
Okay.
And can I open... Is, like, the door... Can I still open it?
You can try running towards it.
Yeah, I'm going to run towards it.
Roll a D100.
Okay. Hold on. I got a... 27.
All right. You're running towards the door as fast as... Is this the door to the room, the hallway, or the bathroom, or where are you going?
The door to the room.
Okay. So you're running towards it, and you see it getting closer and closer, but you're very quickly, you know, like running out of stamina. Just as you're about to reach the door, you're able to touch the doorknob, and it pushes itself away from you, and you're alone in the room.
Okay, and it's just, like, a carpet, and that's keep stretching?
Yes.
All right.
I mean, it's just, like, it's pushed away from you, like, 2 feet.
Okay, well, then I get back up and try it again.
All right. This time you're able to latch onto the door. It tries to tug away from you, but you have a firm grasp on it.
Okay.
So, are you going to
open it?
Okay. You open up the door, and... and you see just stars.
Great.
Everywhere.
Right. You're just going to have that moment of universal connectedness and astral sound.
You look down and realize that there's no floor, there's no hallway there.
I'm going to jump out there.
You jump out there?
Yeah.
All right, you're going to jump out into the loneliest part of the universe.
Maybe roll, a bad move.
Roll a D100.
Okay. Hey, 37.
All right, you jump out there, and you realize that the jump was kind of a dumb move because, well, there was a floor, it's just invisible.
Okay.
And you're just like, oh, well, all right. And then the door pushes itself away from you and goes back out into the vast openness of space, and you are left standing there.
All right, so nowhere. I'm in space, but there's a floor underneath me.
Yes.
Is there anything nearby me?
No.
Anything at all?
No.
I'm going to start running.
Okay.
In any given direction,
you're
I guess.
Running and running and running, and roll a D100.
Okay. I got a 51.
All right. At a certain point, you start running forward, and then you just fall off. Like,
okay.
It just seems like there's a cliff there, and you just fall off of it. And you're tumbling down and down just further. It's just you're very disoriented. You don't know where you're going, but you're just spiraling down and down. And then everything just cuts. It's black. There's nothing there. You just – there's nothing. You don't feel. You're alone. And
okay.
There's nothing around you. You're unconscious.
All right. I take out the Bible and
– you're unconscious. So all right. I'm going to bring both of them back into the call.
Great.
That's the end of you for this episode. Okay.
Goody.
So, Evan, Matthew, you guys are finished. Ryan.
Yeah, no kidding.
Now it's your turn. So, Ryan, you're in your room. What is it you want to do?
All right. Let's see. I want to pull out my pistol.
All right.
Get it ready.
Okay.
I'm locking the door behind me.
Okay.
I'm pushing the couch in front of the door.
All right. Now I'm going to drop Evan and Matthew from the call.
All right.
As soon as you push the couch up to the door, you hear a knock at the door.
I'm not going to answer the door.
The knock persists.
Who is it?
You hear a woman's voice, very distinctly different from Grace's voice, but a woman nonetheless.
An older woman?
I mean, she seems to be around, 20.
Okay. Do I have, a peephole?
Yes.
Can I look through the peephole?
Yes. You see a pretty 20-year-old blonde girl.
I'd like to open it.
She seems distressed. She seems she's crying and she's like, please, please, please open the door, please.
What do you need? Why?
Please just open the door. I can't find him. Please just open it.
Find who?
Just, please, he's my husband and I can't find him. Please, just come on, open the door.
Open the door.
All right, you open the door and she jumps into your arms and hugs you. She says, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you. You just,
I'd like to get out of the hug as soon as possible.
I'm sorry, it's just, I was walking down the room and down the hall and... my husband went into our room, and as soon as I tried to open it, I couldn't get inside. The door locked right behind him, and now he's gone, and I can't find him, and I don't know what to do. No one's here, and I can't open the door. The key doesn't work. I don't know what to do.
What room is it? What room is it?
It's on the third floor room, room 352.
352. That's 10. Okay, we're good. Yeah, let's go to the third floor.
All right, roll a D100.
All righty. 17.
All right. You notice as you're walking with her, you look down at the key that she's holding, and on the key, it actually says 353.
Okay. Not going to say anything.
she's like, oh, thank you. I just – I couldn't – I couldn't be alone, and I'm glad I found you. I was knocking on every single door, and I couldn't find anybody.
I would like to stop her and say, hold on a second, let's go down to the front office.
No, but he's up there, and I need to find.
No, but if you can't get the door open, then the bellhop can probably help us get the door open.
I guess you're right. So then you start walking down the hallway, and you go down the flight of stairs, and walk down the hallway towards the double doors that lead into the front office. When all of a sudden you hear a blood curdling scream behind you.
I don't want to turn around. I want to.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's the end.
Oh, that's the end?
Yeah.
Ah, fuck.
So. Bum, bum, but I don't. That's the end of this episode. Dun, dun,
this
dun,
isn't
dun,
good,
dun.
Guys.
Dun, 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 dun. That's the end of the episode.
Cool.
We have issues.
I have a feeling that everything's going to work out just fine.
Yeah. Chud has a feeling.
Just like in your story.
Chud, listen, man.
I want to jump in the bathtub.
I won't give you the details. Chud's in a pretty high place right now.
I'm in a low place with a bad thing.
Shut the fuck
on.
Up, everybody, and let's end this place. Podcast. Let's end this podcast. I hope you enjoyed. That's episode one of my
I know I
Call
it.
Of Cthulhu.
Enjoyed it.
And we'll see about when the next episode is gonna come about. But
you know what you guys should do, all you people listening, if you like Chud or anything, or video games, Chud or video games, you should follow us on Twitter. I'm at not_found_blog. Clint is at @OriginalClint. Ryan is at @Ryan_McGinn. That's McGinn. Matthew is at @TarrellVirus. Tarrell virus. Join our Facebook group, which is AeronautFound Civilized Discourse Corner. You can ask us questions there most weeks. You'll also get an exclusive behind-the-scenes look at... I'm lying. You probably won't. Just go in there and dick around and have a good time. And go to AeronautFound, where we'll have things.
Yeah.
Good.
That's what we'll have. Thank you for...
Video games coming up this week.
Nope. Thanks for joining us this episode. Let us know what you think, and we'll see you guys next week on Error Report.
Play Persona 4 Golden.
Yes, do that.